Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east.
Thank you, everyone.
If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, maybe. You've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us.
Anonymous.
We appreciate your listening time. We're going to be here for a couple hours. Got all kinds of shit to talk about.
Shush.
Strap in. Check out our Twitter feed. You can communicate with us during the show in that fashion.
Yay!
At Crab Diving. We check that one during the show. And we're also on Facebook, and we're also occasionally on the Instagram.
That's right, Pat.
And thank you oh so much for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com. I was just pressing a button, and I was reading the button at the same time.
Man, that's
I should have been talking.
That you can do that. Hit the applause for what you have to do. All that.
That was the wrong one.
Somebody needs to search that, guys.
However you're listening to us, I think I said that. Oh, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the banner on our webpage that takes you to Amazon, if you do that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything, but it does help us out here. Jeff Bezos, really hurting his own bank account.
Yeah, buddy,
by sending us 14 cents out of your order.
And strike and strike and strike.
But we appreciate every cent.
The angels from Finland are coming.
That we get.
Right. Thank you.
Join us on the journey today, everyone. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And just something to keep in mind, I think, is the weather's getting nicer. A lot of people, I don't know, in the South particularly have...
I left my beverage. I'll be back.
Oh, it's fine. This is very long-winded and unnecessary. So you're welcome, everyone. But we have to rethink how we're handling cats, you know? I don't know that you should have outdoor cats anymore because they are killing so many fucking songbirds. I mean, we were on an intern walk, and I saw this. I don't know what the fuck kind of bird it was. Well, it wasn't much of a bird after this cat.
You were so traumatized by this.
It was fucking horrible, but it happens. These cats are not natural to the environment, but yet, hey, we're going to let them roam around, do whatever the fuck we want. Eat all the birds you want, motherfucker. If you have an outside cat and a bird feeder, you are a genocidal maniac. You hate birds.
A birdicidal.
Really?
Yeah, well,
don't have outside cats.
I'm kind of on cat watch because Shelby, sometimes if she doesn't spot them and they spook her, she gets spooked.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true.
And
so do the birds. They get spooked and then they get chewed up and digested.
And there was that one that was looking at the fence. I remember saying to you, hey, check out that cat. And then right at that moment, the cat leapt as a bird was flying off of the fence.
Yes.
And in a National Geographic moment, caught said bird in midair.
Wow. I mean, God.
To everyone's horror.
It was horrible. I mean, it's just like, Well, it's not. I mean, that it's nature, but it's not really nature. We don't have cats. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is. But it's also not. It's necessary.
They're house cats.
Yeah.
They aren't natural yeah. to hit. They're not. They're
Frisky's Buffet is sitting inside.
Domestic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see those cats venture outside their, you know, their own comfort zone. It's a scary world out there. You just sit around and terrorize the birds that come in your backyard, run the place like a fucking authoritarian.
Yeah, if you're not on a farm, I don't know if an outdoor cat is.
What the fuck?
Is necessary.
It's just going to hang out and eat the birds all fucking day.
I'm so glad this is the headline, and because this was going to be my headline anyway.
Yeah.
The HuffPo.
Yeah.
Jewel. I get it. Oh, God, HuffPo.
Yeah.
G-I-U-L, like Giuliani. Jewel Ooh. Heist.
Woody got waited.
That's the best they could come up with.
That
Sitting
sucks.
Around the editorial table. Jewel heist.
I just twatted about that, and I said Rudy got raided. I think that's pretty good.
Feds.
And I think that's better than HuffPo's headline.
Feds raid Rudy's apartment and office, seize devices. Oh.
Damn.
Ooh. Do you think his fleshlight got taken in?
The butt plugs have been cataloged and logged into the evidence locker.
Mr. Mayor, what is this? How do you turn this off?
You can't.
Federal agents on Wednesday raided Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan home. Or Yay. Manhattan. An office, seizing computers and cell phones in a major escalation of the Justice Department's investigation into the business dealings of the former president's personal lawyer.
Damn, Rudy. Oh, shit.
It's my lawyer.
It's getting real.
He's my lawyer.
I mean, what does it mean? Right, that was... What does it mean when you, if you are the subject of an investigation and the places that you live and work get raided? What does that mean?
Well, it's not good. It means that I believe they had to go to a judge with enough evidence
yeah.
that they needed a warrant to walk in and seize your devices and your blow up doll of the
right.
of the girl in Borat.
Do you think this is You know, that picture of him with his hands down his pants.
That's his legacy.
I got to tell you something. People that bought, I forget what his story was. He's tugging in the shirt. People that buy that, think about it. If you would do that and how weird that looks. Normal people wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? That's just not a thing. Any, I don't know. I don't know this person in front of me. I'm going to unzip my pants, lay down on the, because I don't like the way my shirt is untucked. Yeah. So now I'm going to make you look at my penis.
Right. Hold on. I would never do that. In front of somebody I just barely had an interview with. Oh, excuse me, while I rearrange my dick.
You gotta stop it with these fucking Republicans. Quit voting for them. Matt Gaetz, Rudy, Trump. These people are fucking creeps.
Giuliani has once celebrated for his leadership in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. Has been under federal scrutiny for several years over his ties to Ukraine. The dual searches sent the strongest signal yet that he could eventually face federal charges.
Damn!
Agents searched his home on Madison Avenue. Wow. And his office on Park Avenue.
Wow.
Man, Rudy's got a lot of fucking money.
He's playing boardwalk.
The warrants, which require approval from the top levels of the Justice Department.
Oh, shit, guys.
So Merrick Garland was probably like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would be, if I'm Merrick Garland, I was like, I don't have time to sleep. I'm busy putting all the Republicans in jail because I hate them.
The warrants signify prosecutors believe they have probable cause that Giuliani committed at least a federal crime.
Okay.
Though warrants don't always guarantee that charges will materialize.
Right, but why would they do that for nothing?
The full scope of the investigation is unclear, but it is at least partly involving Giuliani's dealings with Ukraine.
Woody got waited, baby. Sorry, Woody. I read a little bit. It says 6 a.m. His apartment and office got raided. Rudy doesn't look like a guy you could wake up in a dead sleep, you know, breaking down his door. I mean, I'd be worried if you surprise Rudy too much, his eyes, and I'm not kidding, his eyes will fall out of his face or something like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Don't startle the guy.
Those forehead muscles could probably haul a truck out of the water.
Oh, yes. They're very strong.
A message seeking comment was left with Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello.
Robert Costello!
He told the Wall Street Journal, agents showed up at dawn, and these raids are legal thuggery.
Maybe, probably not, although it sounds like there might be something there, right?
Giuliani himself previously has called the investigation pure political persecution.
Oh, okay, thank you. So the guy, I mean, I don't know. It's political persecution.
Yes.
Okay. I hope before you go to trial, is he going to go to trial, or how does this end?
We'll see what if anything they got. These guys don't seem to be all that bright when it comes to like getting rid of shit and hiding things, and because one would think that they might. I think it's hubris. They don't think they're going to get caught.
Do we remember the
hubris? Is that the right term?
It is. Do you remember who was the guy that the two Russian guys that the gangsters that Rudy was having?
Oh, Lev and
Parm, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, those Lev and Parmesan, Parvo. They were there. Parvo. Lev and Parvo were there. And
I think it was Lev Parnas and Igor something.
Lev Parnas and Igor. They were having lunch with Rudy before they left, right?
Literally. The afternoon they were like, hey, Rudy, let's have lunch. We're on our way to Brussels or something like that.
I mean, does anybody give a shit that Rudy was with them? I mean, no. is there any explaining
to do? They don't need that. They know. That's big deal, Rudy.
Why did
they
know he was involved?
He was their lawyer.
The thing is, with Lev and Igor, these guys, all the Trumps appear in lots of pictures with these guys.
I never met them. I don't know who they are.
No, okay.
I shake lots of hands and smile with lots of people. Grab some of them by the pussy.
I think didn't he spend Christmas with one of them or some weird fat camp?
I grab Lev by the pussy.
But Lev does have pictures of himself with Don Jr., with Ivanka, with...
They're partying, man.
Sure.
But what's going on with that? I mean, I would think the whole thing that they would flip on, like, Rudy or Trump.
Who's flipping?
Lev and Parm.
Oh, yeah.
But what's going on with... What's the status on that? I haven't heard anything about...
It's still, you know, TBD.
Could it be related to this shit?
Where are we at? April? So, February, March, April. This is month 3 only of Biden. He's busy.
You know...
And Merrick Garland got confirmed because Mitch McConnell dragging... whatever part of his body resembles a penis.
Elaine, don't step on that. You know, I Maddow, the Nightmare Maddow podcast, she said something about, you know, that the Department of Justice they have all these active investigations going. It's unlike any, like...
Well, yeah, that's what I said. They're busy.
But they better keep it going. I mean, are they going as fast as they can?
Well, I would think so, man. Except the secret Trumpists that are still there that are slow rolling everything.
Slow rolling? Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. Why don't they fire them? Fire them.
Like this this board that oversees the post office, they can't get rid of DeJoy.
Oh, my God.
Because the current board won't vote him out, and only they have the authority. The president can't do it. But you know what the president can do? Fire everyone on the board.
Well,
and put new people on the board.
Let's do that.
Who will then get in there and fire this DeJoy clown who continues to try to destroy the Postal Service.
Yeah.
When they have proof that these bank just adding these small banking transactions would elevate the Postal Service out of debt, and especially getting rid of that onerous, ridiculous 75-year pension funding bullshit that is no other corporation or entity has to do anything like that. That was conservatives trying to kill the Postal Service.
Yeah, and don't we need it?
The post office? Yeah, well, it's in the constitution that they lick if they can.
You know, it's one of those things like here, like mass transit in Pensacola, they want to get rid of it because nobody uses it. Not a lot of people use it. I'll tell you why. It sucks. And you got to invest more money in it. But mass transit is just something you should have if you're not, you know, if you want to be a civilized society, you got to have shit like that. It's not about profit.
Or replace it with an on-demand kind of a state-run Uber.
Yeah.
Kind of a deal. If you could pay the same, you know, $2 to go anywhere in town, subsidized by the state, electric vehicles.
The thing with the post office is, why would anybody ever want to get rid of a thing where you can send a piece of paper for whatever a stamp is now, and it can go to wherever the fuck you want it to? Why would you want to ruin that system? We don't. That's the only one of those systems
because
we have.
They own stock in FedEx and they own stock in UPS.
It's so simple. You go outside, you put your flag up. Some guy comes around, picks up the thing, you paid for the postage, and he takes it to where the fuck you wrote it with your handwriting.
I do that here all the time. I put outgoing mail on the rare times I use snail mail for anything.
But listen, what if there's some sort of...
what's up? I just remembered I have to re-register my car.
Oh, God, I got to do that too. Fuck. I forgot what I was going to say. Something about the mail. Fire this DeJoy guy. He sucks. He's the dick. DeJoy.
I don't understand what's bad about this headline at the Drudge Report, but I believe they're spinning it as bad.
Okay.
But this character was a good guy. Robin Hood was a good guy, right?
Absolutely.
Biden Hood, it says.
Right.
Tax the rich, give to poor. Okay. Tonight, he's giving a speech apparently tonight. Tonight wants trillions. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The biggest programs ever. Biden has turned out to be the biggest, scariest lib ever.
Hell yes. Oh, I love that. There's nothing I love more than a big, scary lib. And we're coming to take your shit. How do you like that, dickheads?
Ooh. Bolstered by popular support, U.S. President Joe Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden plans to take from the rich to give to the poor.
Fuck yeah, baby. Give me your shit.
Well, where is this bad? Aided by advisors keen to address economic disparities and stop companies from avoiding paying taxes. Hello, that one is a big one.
What do you do about people that have like 10 fucking luxury yachts?
Raise their taxes a little bit. And guess what? They'll still have their 10 fucking luxury yachts. Betsy's not going to have to sell 8 of her yachts because Biden raises her taxes a few percent. You know that. That's bullshit.
I was thinking about Hillary Clinton today because there's this meme going around. It's like she's sipping a little glass of a mug of tea. And she was like, my offices weren't raided by the FBI this morning.
Right.
You know,
it's always great.
Oh, right. And I'm just saying, you know, if you think there was enough evidence to lock Hillary up, then, I mean, you got to investigate all this shit. You can't tell me that nothing illegal went on with DeVos. You know,
I'm sure a lot of the new cabinet's mandate was, you know, find out
what they did.
Yeah. And find out where the time bombs are that they left.
Oh, God. That sucks.
Biden on the campaign trail first signaled that he hoped to hike taxes on investment gains paid by the wealthy as a way to fund social programs. In that case, health care. He relied on research from economists with roots in academia and at think tanks. As president, he brought these advocates of progressive taxation, or a system where tax rates increase as income goes up.
Okay.
Into the White House.
Wow, that makes all
Mitt
kinds
Romney's
of...
Mitt Romney's like, well, that's just not fair. Everyone should pay the same amount, except we should be able to have tax breaks and tax havens and things like that also. So the little guy only pays 15 to 20% of his actual $20,000 a year that he makes.
Sorry, Mittens.
But my lawyers make sure that I only pay about 4% tax.
Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mittens. I'm so sorry.
That's America.
We're going to take your shit, Mittens. Your shit, Mittens. We're going to take your shit, Mittens.
Could be like a potty training aid. Shit, Mittens.
So horrible.
He's
the guy that started universal healthcare, right? I mean, didn't
who
Mittens?
What they ended up with in it was kind of modeled upon what he had done in Massachusetts with MittCare or whatever the fuck it was. Clueless white load care.
Oh boy, that's nice.
The first taxation push was based in part on work done by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. They argue that taxing income from invested wealth at a lower rate than taxing income from work contributes to inequality. Well, fuck yeah.
Of course.
Why should dollars earning dollars be taxed less than somebody breaking their ass out doing actual work?
The only reason that makes sense is because that person earning dollars on dollars has a lot more money to spend on a fancy ass accountant, right?
And yeah, and are greedy fuck waddles.
Yes. True.
The campaign used this research to calculate their own estimate on how much taxing capital gains is income for people making more than $1 million. Oh, God, that's going to hurt everyone. The middle, you're going to kill the middle class. Yeah, because we're all making $1 million a year.
My question is like, if these working people that are Republicans, you continue, it's like you're taking up for these rich people. What are they doing for you? What are they giving you in return? Do you think they're going to let you into the club? They're not.
And that alone, taxing capital gains as income for people making more than $1 million would raise over $800 billion over a decade.
Jeez, whatever could we ever motherfucking do with that in this fucking country where everything floods or it's broken? Potholes. Bridges suck.
But they want more. Like Biden said something the other day about this stuff, and Elizabeth Warren said, "Well, that's a good start."
You know,
it's a good start.
I mean, what were
for taxing the rich?
What are they doing? Are they recognizing that it's immoral for these rich people to withhold?
Who?
The Democrats in charge right now? Is that what this is? That they're recognizing that it's very immoral for these. For us to live in a society where
people are recognizing that it's immoral, and the Democrats, some of them actually listen to the people are saying.
Not Joe Manchin or the other one, but most of them.
Well, yeah.
Right.
I mean, Manchin may be listening to his people in West Virginia.
Yeah. Does he listen to our show on Spotify, Stitcher, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com?
I don't know.
Hmm.
It says, despite alarm on Wall Street, well, fuck them.
Yes.
There was strong public support for Biden's proposal. 62% of Americans believe upper income people pay less than their fair share in taxes.
And guess what? There is always going to be alarm when you do shit like this.
And 69% think corporations don't pay their fair share.
But they will say, if you tax us, we will move our business.
By Felicia.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Good. We will encourage small local businesses, which is what we should be doing.
But what
smaller,
an empty threat.
Localer businesses. Localer.
But what an empty threat. They don't do anything anyway for people. So they're like, well, we're going to take our business.
Well, right. We learned that.
Get anyway.
And they did anyway. We made concessions and they took their jobs to Mexico anyway. It happened time and time again where they got tax breaks
right.
breaks and blowjobs and reach arounds.
Yes, and spit upons and floggings.
And then they said, well, you know, we still crunch the numbers and it's still cheaper for us to move to Mexico. So bye.
Right. Later. Thanks for the nipple tugs.
And then it was the evil unions. The evil unions are breaking our backs. We're only going to make 27% profit next year. If we move to Mexico, we can make 29% profit.
There is such poverty in this fucking country. I mean, really, it's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and it's damn near
kind
impossible
of the Senate.
To raise the minimum wage.
Kind of the Senate.
Yeah.
We had the Senate, shit would be happening.
Right. Yeah. We kind of have it.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we just have it?
We have to caress the crotches of Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema on shit.
I would Rahm Emanuel this shit and I would have somebody do some deep fakes of Joe Manchin doing weird shit. And I would say, hey, buddy.
Who said Rahm Emanuel did deep fakes on people? Is that allegation out there?
No, of course not.
I mean, he's a spectacular asshole. Yeah. I wouldn't. It
Let's
wouldn't
get
shock
real.
Me, but, you know.
Let's get real. And if that's all it takes to have a better minimum wage is to fucking lean on Manchin, you know, then do it.
You they'll know, probably do. They'll probably do 15 an hour, but it'll be incrementally.
Incremental.
It will.
Oh yeah, because that's how the rich demand their money in increments, right? Bullshit. They get what they want when they motherfucking want it, and the minimum wage is like, here, we're going to give you $15 over the next 5 years. Are you shitting me? That sucks.
This says it is unusual for prosecutors to execute a search warrant on a lawyer.
Yes.
Although Manhattan federal prosecutors have done that before, most notably in recent years against another former lawyer for Trump, Michael Cohen. All these lawyers for Trump keep getting these federal search warrants on them for some reason.
I think the jury is not out. I think everyone, we can all right. say that
literally
the Trump administration was a motherfucking cancer on fucking society that has yet to be fully ripped out.
Oh, but he still owns the libs. Whatever. He still lives in your head, libtard. I see that in comments.
Goddamn right. I think good liberals will never fucking forget Donald Trump. And when they're in the fucking voting booth, you do not forget that you are one vote away from Donald Trump. Always. Fuck that. That's crazy.
And we have Matt Gaetz. So.
Has he been searched and raided? Oh, they took his phone, correct, in December.
Who?
Gaetz, Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
Right.
Allegedly.
Do you remember when they took Hillary's phone and searched all her shit?
No.
Oh, they didn't, did they?
Don't remember that.
Wow. Weird. That's weird. But they took Matt Gaetz. His phone.
Even the Republican administration.
Right.
Didn't take those.
If yes. So the point is, if she did anything
exactly
illegal, she would be in fucking jail. If she had sex trafficked like Matt Gaetz.
I mean, you don't think that the Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III and Bill Barr wouldn't have both loved and would have been able to throw away their prescription for Viagra for the rest of their lives.
Oh my God.
If they had gotten Hillary and or Bill on something.
Absolutely.
Holy
dude.
Shit. They'd be superheroes to the conservative lunatics.
It'd be the Jizz Olympics. Please. It's just fucking insane. I have nothing but rage for this fucking Republican Party. Whenever they tell me we got to confirm a judge. Just fucking confirm them. Because, God, the people that were confirmed under Trump, fuck off. You don't want to confirm somebody Biden nominates. Because why? What was this one that he couldn't have? Somebody with the Fed, something to do with the fucking Fed. They couldn't have her because she was rude. She tweeted rude things.
I remember.
This the sexism is just stifling. Trump threatened North Korea over Twitter with annihilation. And this other person said wooed things to Republicans and they can't confirm her.
Well, here, let's change the mood.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Breaking news here with a guest.
Hello.
Hello, yes, I'm Mr. Trump on standby. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, we have the president here, our real president, everyone. Hello, Mr. President.
MacronShow.com, bitches. MacronShow.com.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, folks.
I guess that was. You see what they're doing? They're attacking us.
Yes.
They're attacking
they're very
us,
good at
this
it.
This is what. I mean, that even came up. They're attacking into our phones. It came up that it was a legitimate number.
Hold on.
A legitimate. I know the number's coming from.
Wait, they didn't hack in, dickbag.
Yeah, what do you mean you
they
know the numbers?
They called you.
He's suggesting they hacked Trump's number?
They called, and then they owned you.
Which he doesn't have, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's not on the list. He'd be down. There'd be pictures of him down at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
But Trump doesn't want anything to do with him.
If Trump ever gave Mike Lindell the number has changed. I guarantee you. God. Hilarious. The thing is about that prank call, I mean, I don't know how Mike Lindell could have performed better for whoever put this call, that prank call together. I mean, he gave them everything. They said the first line, blah, blah, blah. Hey, it's the president. And then the guy's like, suck my cock. It's genius.
Tonight, Biden will use his first joint address to Congress to pitch a $1.8 trillion investment in children, families, and education.
Yay.
That would fundamentally transform roles government plays in American life. Oh my God.
You know, it's funny that.
But they still want to kill the babies.
To anyone that ever is in the voting booth and you're struggling, you're like, who do I vote for? This Republican or this fucking Democrat? All I'm saying is Biden is doing all these things for children. And then on the other side, they're saying, let's say Matt Gaetz, who's sex trafficking children, okay? There's your choice.
Biden will lay out a sweeping proposal for universal preschool, 2 years of free community college, $225 billion for child care, and monthly payments of at least $250 to parents. Here's $250 a month to help you raise your kids.
Oh, no. No, thank you. I'm going to vote for some Trump fuck again. No, thanks. I'll give you back this money. Here's the money back.
His ideas target frailties that were uncovered by the pandemic. Oh, my God. Look at that. We discovered things that we do shittily, that we knew we were doing shittily, but then the rest of the world discovered we do them shittily.
But now we're going to do something about it.
Right.
That's great.
Maybe learn from those fuck-ups.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Learn.
Not double down on those fuck-ups.
Learn. Have you been to Arkansas?
He will make the case that economic growth will best come from taxing the rich to help the middle class and the poor.
That's right, motherfuckers. That's right. We're coming for your fucking infinity pools, bitches. All your shit.
No, we're not.
Well, figuratively.
Just coming for some more.
Yes.
That you'll be fine.
Because you know what? We want an infinity pool.
You guys will be fine, boo-boos.
Yeah, we want a fucking boat. If you have a boat, why can't we have a fucking boat?
Well, you should have been born to a rich parent like I was.
Oh, jeez. Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do about that? Go back in fucking time?
Good luck with this. The Democrats, Democratic president strategy is to sidestep polarization, make his appeal directly to voters. His primetime speech will underscore a trio of central campaign promises to manage the pandemic, turn down tension in Washington, and restore faith in government as an effective force for good. But again, let's see what gets edited down. On Tucker will be every time Joe stammers.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, oh, look, he's senile.
I mean, you know, the thing is, how can you not be polarizing with these lunatics?
Right.
You goddamn, you want to be.
You can't not be polarized.
Right.
With right. Nazis and
yeah,
extremists.
You should be polarized by Nazis.
Not that they're all Nazis. But there's a lot that are real Nazi curious.
You're saying if you find yourself around a lot of fascists and you're nonplussed, you should check yourself.
Well, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I do not know this guy Hitler. He's kind of crazy, but, you know, we should hear everyone's ideas.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, let's hear their fucking ideas. Oh, sure, a fascist. Let's hear what they have to say. What are their ideas?
That got said, I don't know, circa 1930s.
Yeah, yeah. We want to avoid genocide and things of that nature.
I don't like this. I don't like some of the stuff this Hitler guy says, but, you know, I like his policies. That's what a lot of these Republicans say. I don't like his tweets, and I don't like the stuff he says and does. But, you know, he's this close to sniper towers on the borders just south, and that's great.
If you say, I like the president, aside from the things he says or aside from the things he does, then you're talking about he's operating on some weird dimension.
They like the evil shit he does.
Yeah. Oh, like they like what he stands for. They like what he stands for, like racism.
Which is what the whole Republican Party now stands for.
And stuff.
Look at how many stood up to all those things continue to stand up to all those things.
Right, right. Mittens does, right? He stands up to Trump.
Steve King's probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
God, two more years. I could have ridden this out.
Well, Steve King is like, hey, you got out Nazi, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, right? Who out Nazi Steve King that caught
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, and Gosar, the body language expert dentist. How about the three of them forming the America First Caucus?
It's
promotes Anglo-Saxon values and European and Anglo architecture.
Just burn a cross in your front yard. Right. That's what that sounds like to me, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, you're not even in the neighborhood of white supremacy. Like, you are white supremacy. You're so fucking dumb.
Trump let them cut bigger holes in their hoods.
Yes. Guys, we don't need our hoods anymore. We don't want to be polarizing with these fucking Nazis. Indiana Jones fucked up Nazis, right?
Yes.
On the regular.
And a whole bunch. There's a couple of video games.
Oh, that's true. Of Indiana Jones?
No, like Wolfenstein, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all Nazi shooting.
Right. I imagine when I'm shooting zombies, that the zombies are Nazis or Trumpists or something. Not really.
In the chamber, and I was like, oh, I've been wanting to talk to her. So I went down and was like, hey, I'm Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'd like to challenge you to a debate on the Green New Deal. Yeah. Well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, can we get some towels and mops for the seats?
Everyone's squirting. Yeah, AOC has to say no to this because you cannot give this wacko the time of day.
It's playing chess with a pigeon.
Go fuck yourself.
I'd like to challenge you to a debate on the Green New Deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, say it again.
Needless to say, she's like, oh. Like, have you even read it? I said, well, I've read it. Read most of it. She's like, well, how can you even challenge me to
a high school?
How does she not understand that she's
this is a member of Congress,
right? And Marjorie Taylor Greene, you're not at the same party AOC is in, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it's like in Congress, but isn't AOC a lot cooler than Marjorie Taylor?
Well, yeah,
Putnam?
And she's on a few committees still. Right.
Oh, what about Marjorie?
And we're easily reelected.
Yeah. Maybe Marjorie too, which is disturbing.
But
maybe not.
I mean, how old is this person?
It should be disturbing.
I mean, we could do that because we're assholes doing a podcast.
Yeah, we're commenting on these.
Right.
You know, but it's, I think it's disturbing that people don't listen to folks like this in the Republican Party and just go to I vote out of sheer motherfucking terror. I don't give a shit. I'll admit, I vote out of fucking fear that one of these wackos are going to win. I mean, we can't have another fucking Trump, man. That's all you should think about when you vote.
Oh, boy.
Is that her laugh? They're laughing for her. Arrest them.
To say, she's like, oh. Like, have you even read it? I said, well, I've read most of it. She's like, well, how can you even challenge me to a debate if you haven't even read it? I said, okay, I'll finish reading it. And then we'll debate. Well, let me tell you. She goes, well, you want to do it like on pay-per-view. And I said, yeah, I want as many people to see it. I want to do it on every major news network. No,
it's not going to be on. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to put you on every major news network. And the only reason they would is because of AOC, not because of your ass.
Yeah, and she shouldn't. You know, she shouldn't. You can't qualify these people. Like, there's nothing.
Ken Ham still declares victory to this day.
Right.
When he debated Bill Nye the Science Guy, who decimated him.
And you know,
in that debate,
if you think about that a little bit, I kind of support that in a way because I don't know. I imagine Bill Nye felt maybe this is an opportunity for me to get some truth out there.
Yeah, and but, maybe to, like kids, like if Ken Ham was like, you know, showing the kids these debates, some of these kids may be like, well, wait a second. That Ken Ham guy is saying, Bill Nye says, here's all the science. And Ken Ham says, it's right here in the Bible.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to scare kids into religion.
Yeah.
You know, because kids are honest. If something looks like bullshit, they'll say it. But unless you fuck with them and tell them, like, if you know, you're going to burn in hell if you don't follow these fucking rules.
Right.
Logically, the kid probably thinks, what? That's stupid. But no, you terrorized him with this wacko set of, I don't know.
Major News Network.
Yay.
I'm down with pay-per-view. I'm down with whatever. Because I want the American people to know exactly what your Green New Deal is all about. And I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, we know what the Green New Deal is all about. It's about drastically reducing emissions as much as we can to try to save the fucking planet. What?
Is it available online to read?
Yeah. It's just guidelines. It's like, it's not like we're going to seize all production, shoot all coal executives. I mean, this is the way she talks.
But like
Taylor Greene talks.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's online. It's available to read. You haven't read it. Then you can't.
She has.
But, she has now. No, she's saying to read it.
I don't know how long this continues, but the news was that she read and then she now has challenged AOC. Okay, I've read your Green New Deal and I'm ready to debate you.
The Republicans, if you tell your people that you read something, they will clap for you because the bar is so low. Oh, my representative actually reads. Mine doesn't. Mine fucks.
Well, Jordan.
And rapes.
Clapper?
Yeah.
That show that he did a kind of a roundup of his experiences
out at
all the MAGA rallies and everything. And they're just clueless when you catch them in their own bullshit. So... you recommend that everyone should read the transcript of the Ukraine call. Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Did you read the transcript?
Well, no, I haven't, but I trust people that have read it and trust their opinion, but you think it absolutely should be read by everybody. Oh yeah. You really need to read it. I mean, there's literally a guy that he talks to. That's the transcript.
It's a lot of people, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people Jordan Klepper talks to. It's like, all those motherfuckers, do you think they're vaccine hesitant? Do you think they're, you know, vaccine hesitant? Mm-hmm. Do you think so? Great. That's cool.
Well, Joe Rogan's out telling him not to get it. And
yeah. Thank you,
and
Joe.
And Tucker.
Thank you, Tucker.
We'll get to Tucker in a minute, but goddamn, Tucker done lost his mind.
I would say Tucker's crazy, but I would say if I was Joe Rogan, I'd be like, holy shit, I'm in line with what Tucker thinks.
Let me finish this fart symphony going on.
I'm down with pay-per-view. I'm down with whatever, because I want the American people to know exactly what your Green New Deal is all about, and I'm going to tell them. She goes, well, this where we do public debate, because we're standing in the chamber and on C-SPAN. I said, okay, then we can do it right here. Because here's the deal. I'm a business owner. I sign paychecks. I create jobs. I've built the economy, and your Green New Deal is going to tear it down.
Not true, not true, not true, not true, not true.
Who is this? What did Marjorie Taylor fucknut do prior to being the congressperson of Georgia?
I don't know.
Who the fuck knows?
I don't know what she had. What's her name? Boebert had a bar.
Boebert.
I don't know what Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Boebert had a bar notable for staying open during the quarantine despite rules and laws and things of that cuck nature.
And guns.
Oh, yes. Guns.
Way into guns.
Marjorie Taylor Greene into guns, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. There's pictures of her holding the gun.
Great voting, guys.
Carrying.
Yay. Good voting. Good fucking voting, fuckers.
What are her businesses?
Yeah. She probably traffics in children. I mean, you know, man, sometimes I just get pissed off thinking about Republicans. There's all this QAnon shit. This is bullshit about child sex trafficking you care about. Here's a representative, a fucking Republican, in your Congress doing that, and you don't give a fuck.
Her father, Robert Taylor, founder of Taylor Commercial, a construction company based in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta, hell yeah, motherfucker!
The father sold the company to her and her husband in 2002.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Sold.
Right. You're doing air quotes.
They are vice president and president.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, everyone.
Of the company, the business is widely listed as a residential renovation and siding contractor.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Oh, interesting. Received during the pandemic Paycheck Protection Program funding from the Small Business Administration in the amount of $182,300.
Yay!
Filings declared Taylor Commercial expected to save 12 jobs with those federal funds.
Hell yeah, baby! Is that good? Is that a good use of money? I don't even know. I mean, that's good. You want those jobs saved.
Her most recent opponent in the congressional primary,
yes,
question her acceptance of the PPP money despite her opposition to the appropriations of those funds. So she voted no,
yeah,
on those funds, but then she put out the hand,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, she voted no, but she took the money herself. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, she's playing a part. You know, sometimes she's a citizen that needs things, and sometimes she's a politician that withholds for kickbacks.
Beginning in 2017, you know? Green authored 59 articles as a correspondent for the now defunct American Truth Seekers conspiracy news website.
What is this? I've never heard of this shit.
Beginning in January 2018, she wrote 27 articles for Law Enforcement Today.
Shit, yes.
A website billing itself as unapologetically in support of those who hold the thin blue line.
Hell yes, motherfuckers. That's right.
In 2017, she visited Washington, D.C. to protest a Republican gun control compromise.
Oh, my God. She's one of these people that it's Marjorie Taylor Greene's way or the highway, but that's actually fascism, right?
Yes.
You have to be exactly like me or you are unacceptable. And I will push you off a cliff.
She was a top official in the Family America Project.
Yay!
FAP!
End of show! Turn off the soundboard.
Top official.
For real? Wait.
Family America Project. FAP.
How long have you been president of FAP?
A conservative group founded in January 2018. She was a moderator of the organization's Facebook group.
Oh, yes.
Which included death threats against Democrats, bigotry directed at the Obamas.
Right.
And support for multiple conspiracy theories, including claims associated with the John Birch Society of the U.S. government being infiltrated by the commies.
Welcome to the FAP trap.
So, of course, Georgia sent her to Congress.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I mean, it's like depressing.
So her daddy sold her and her husband the business. I'm a
businesswoman who signs paychecks.
Did anyone graduate from law school in this scenario? Or
yeah, and AOC was working her ass off as a bartender, like a regular normal human being whose parents didn't give them a deal on a nice big construction company.
But what I want to say to the Republicans, I mean, I think civilized people have to say, I just think we have to accept that we need to do something to slow climate change, right? I mean, you have to agree with that, right? We have to do something.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't agree with that, then you're not fucking reasonable. And where's your Green New fucking Deal, assholes? Hey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you want to debate her fucking, the nerve of this asshole to show up, she's going to debate AOC's environmental plan or whatever the fuck. Where's hers? Where's yours, asshole? Where is your fucking plan? What's her plan then?
Well, again, she's going to say
She's going to say, oh, don't you still want to kill babies?
Where's your plan, asshole? How long is the Green New Deal? Is it like, I haven't read it. I'll admit it.
14 pages.
14 fucking pages. MGT, where the fuck are Marjorie Taylor,
MTG,
where the fuck's your 14 pages? Show me your plan. You don't have a plan, then why the fuck would you debate AOC?
She's going to find some loons to give her some alleged gotcha points. And then she's just going to keep hitting that point over and over and say, why would you answer that question? Because it's a dumb question. Why don't you answer it, though? Because you don't have the answer. It's a dumb question.
I mean, at some point, we need people to solve these problems. We had 40 years of, I don't know how the environment did under Trump, but I imagine there are a few regulations that got rolled back here and there, right?
Yeah. So then, like that pigeon, she'll strut around, knock over pieces.
Yes.
And claim victory. I won.
The pigeon always wins. Yeah. What a great system.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay.
Telling everyone at, by the way, an America First rally.
That's not even subtle.
In Vero Beach, Florida.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Hey, but why? Why did she, then, if she's having an America First rally, then why did she stop this?
Well, no, they're still doing the America. They're not doing the America First caucus.
Right.
But they still do the America First LARPing. Like Trump is still America First. Everything's got to be America First.
Yeah. When did they start like dressing like Nazis? When is that coming? Do they even, they have those hats. They have those MAGA hats. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a start.
We've got, this is great.
Yes.
QAnon conspiracy theorist Tracy Beans, BEANZ.
Beans.
This is crazy. Has been elected to a leadership position in Horry County, Horry.
Horry.
In the GOP leadership in Horry County, South Carolina, after she was endorsed by Michael Flynn with special keynote speaker Lynn Wood.
Damn. Wow, that's a stacked bill if I've ever heard one. Jeez.
I have a Lynn Wood story.
Wow. Lynn Wood.
But anyway, this
Michael
is
Michael Flynn.
So this is a QAnon person. That is now has some, she's on some GOP.
Right. I mean, where does
member.
Michael?
Executive committee member.
Yeah.
Of Horry County GOP.
You know what I predict for Michael Flynn? He's going to run for office next year. I bet he runs for president.
Maybe. I mean, or vice president. He seems like someone that would.
Does he live here in Florida? Hopefully not.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
A lot of them are moving here, but.
Senator of Florida, Mike Flynn.
Yeah, I don't know where he lives.
Is there somebody not shitty that could move here and run for something and win, please?
No. So, yeah, Lynn Wood. Do I have that story? I thought I downloaded story. No, I got to look for it. But Lynn Wood is running for. A similar thing like county chairman shit. Oh, perfect. Here in somewhere in South Carolina. And there's a guy there, Drew McKissick is his name, who is the chairman there, who Trump has endorsed.
Okay. Trump.
Like happily endorses for re-election. Drew McKissick in this section of whatever the fuck, South Carolina.
Oh, God, man.
But
Drew McKissick.
But Looney Lynn Wood.
Yeah.
Is now running for the same position. And there's video. So there was some meeting. And Lynn Wood confronts this dude. And listen to what Lynn Wood says.
Okay.
So he walks up behind him, grabs him by the arm. This Lynn Wood grabs this Drew McKissick guy by the arm.
McKissick.
I know about you and Lindsay.
I know about you and Lindsay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's a funny hot mic moment. That's crazy.
I know about you and Lindsay.
Wow.
I know about you and Lindsay. You need to get out of the race now. Nothing can stop what's going to come.
If you are supporting Chinese pornography.
So then the other guy is like, what? Something about you are supporting Chinese pornography. I don't know what he's talking about.
That's what I thought I heard too.
Yeah, that's the other guy saying you are supporting Chinese pornography.
What manner?
I don't know.
Boy, I tell you, geez, man.
But Lin Wood opens with that. He's like, he turns him around. He says, I know about you and Lindsay. You better get out of the way.
God damn. What does that mean? Does that mean?
I don't know
what that means. I heard about you and Lindsay. Man, the Republican Party is
What fucking, does that mean?
The Republican Party is fucking lit, and they are insane. They are a circus. When was the last time we heard a story about a Republican that wasn't sex trafficking, campaign finance frauds, corruption, bullshit?
About, yeah.
What laws are they offering up? What are they passing? Anything? Are they? Is anyone authoring any?
No. No.
Jeez.
They're not doing any of that shit.
It sounds like
Republicans, they're doing is try to obstruct the good shit that the Democrats want to get done.
It seems like
that's all they're good at.
If you're a Republican, your to-do list is like, oh, today for the next 8 hours, I'm going to act like an asshole. Maybe for the next 24, who knows? I'm going to be an asshole.
Yeah, I think it's up there.
All fucking day, baby.
Pro-Trump attorney Lin Wood caught on camera this week threatening South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick to, quote, get out of the race.
McKissick.
I know about you and Lindsay, Wood says. You need to get out of the race now. Nothing can stop what's going to come.
Jesus Christ.
McKissick replies, you're sporting Chinese pornography. Just get your stuff off the internet.
What?
Wood repeated, I know about you and Lindsay. You don't know anything. Nothing's going to stop it. It's going to come out. You need to accept that. Bring it on out, buddy. I heard you soon. You will hear from other people.
Wow. I am. Boy.
This is the whole exchange.
What channel? What show am I subscribing to?
I know, right?
Let's tune in next week.
You need to get out. I know about you and Lindsay. You need to get out of the race now. Nothing can stop what's going to come.
If you are supporting Chinese pornography,
I know. Just get your stuff off the internet, buddy. I know about you and Lindsay.
You don't know anything. You don't know what's going to happen.
Nothing's going to stop it.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
It's going to come out. You need to accept that.
Hey, bring it on out, buddy. Come on.
I don't think you want to bring it out, but it's going to come out.
Come on.
You and Lindsay, it's going to come out, Drew. I'm trying to tell you.
Bring it on in. I'm trying to tell you.
I heard you. Soon you'll hear from other people.
Oh, okay.
Lin Wood is out of his fucking mind.
I mean, God, these, like, if you're a Republican politician, I mean, are you careful?
Huh?
I mean, you got to be careful. What do you mean? These people are vipers. They are crazy.
Well, yeah.
They're going after each other.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking nuts. Fuck.
So now I
keep your
wait.
Shit locked up.
I can't wait to hear what's going on between this guy and Lindsay.
Do not fuck with Lin Wood. He's coming out. Bring it out, boy. Boy, these lunatics that are in charge of our government.
Oh, wait, what's this?
Hey, boy.
I'll give you the words. He does. Trust him. And trust him that he has not given up on America. Such as you are in the beginning, so you shall be in the end. He created America free. America will be free at the end. He doesn't give us a blessing and take it away, but he's in the process of reminding us that we need to be more appreciative of it, that we need to fight for it, that we need to thank him.
Oh, well, fight for it how, Lin?
Make
you mean
me
like storming the Capitol and taking a shit and rubbing it on the walls?
Make me in a steam room. I'm going to snap some towels at you. Lindsay.
That we need to thank him for the blessing of freedom that he gave America.
Thank you very much.
I believe this is the second harvest. I believe we're going to see some things in the next few months, maybe sooner.
I'm sorry, the second harvest? Is that what he said? I think this is the second harvest. What does that mean, wacko?
Are you going to find out?
What was the first harvest?
I don't know what he's talking about. What do you mean?
where you're going to find out that there's going to be a lot of people moving back to God.
Okay.
Because the Great Awakening, anybody heard about the Great Awakening?
Fuck yeah.
The Great Awakening is going to be your awakening to the fact that the devil is real. And when you recognize the devil is real, you're going to run to God. So God...
Thank you, Gobbler.
My there you go, God. Lynn Wood. So that's what we're dealing with, too.
That is...
He's a Christel loon.
They're going to run to God. Does Lynn Wood think that if someone takes a picture of him with a Polaroid, that his soul has been...
I don't know.
...taken?
I don't know.
Some crazy shit these guys are into. Okay, listen, Lindsay. Is Lynn Wood is the one threatening Lindsay, right?
Well, I guess
whatever,
yeah.
That other guy.
Lindsay's getting shrapnel, yeah.
Stiff with you and Lindsay.
I know about you, Lindsay.
I want to know about what's going on. In terms of curiosity, I would also like to know what's going on.
Right, we all would.
What's that guy's name?
Call us, Lynn. We'll put you on. We'll put your evidence on.
Evidence. Well,
speaking of evidence, the Justice Department has indicted three men with federal hate crime charges in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. Remember the gentleman who was jogging while black, and these guys decided to arm up and go shoot them an N-word.
These dumb fucking rednecks. Assholes.
The Justice Department has now charged a father and son who armed themselves, chased, and fatally shot the 25-year-old black man after spotting him running in their Georgia neighborhood.
Yes.
Travis McMichael and his father, Gregory, were charged along with the third man, William Roddy Bryan.
Hey.
They were charged with one count of interference with civil rights and attempted kidnapping.
Yeah.
The McMichaels are also charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence.
Right.
The indictment charges that they armed themselves with firearms, got into a truck, and chased Arbery through the public streets of a neighborhood while yelling at him, using their trucks to cut off his route, and threatening him with firearms. It also alleges Brian got into a truck and then chased Arbery, using his vehicle to also block.
There's
Arbery's
video
path.
Of this, right?
Yeah. And then they videoed it.
Right. So this happened. Who's representing these guys, Rudy or
the McMichaels? I don't know. It doesn't say.
It's not Rudy.
Their lawyers say they pursued Arbery, suspecting he was a burglar after security cameras had previously recording him entering a home under construction. They say Travis shot Arbery while fearing for his life as they grappled over a shotgun.
You ran him down in a truck and then shot him.
Local prosecutors say Arbery stole nothing and was merely out jogging when they decided to chase him.
I mean, you can't just do this, right? I mean...
At the time Arbery was killed, Georgia was one of just four U.S. states with no hate crimes laws.
Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've lived in Georgia. They need those there, I think. They absolutely need those there.
Well, amidst the outcry over his death, Georgia lawmakers quickly passed a law allowing for an additional penalty for certain crimes found to be motivated by a victim's race, color, religion, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender, or mental or physical disability. The men charged with murdering Arbery won't face hate crime penalties at the state level because the law was changed after the killing.
Yeah, she sounds.
But now they've got some hate crime, some federal charges.
What if you're at a protest and there's a protest in the street and you're driving and you have a MAGA hat on? And you see a bunch of people protesting or, you know, advocating for black lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person's in the car. He's like, oh, fuck these assholes, and decides to run people down.
Oh, mow them down and claim you were afraid for your life.
Right. Are the people he runs over charged with hate crimes, or is the driver who runs the people over?
Well, for destroying his car with their intestines and shit. Yeah.
We just live in a very
a great state, a wonderful state of Florida,
right?
Politically,
yes,
it's lovely.
beautiful being near the ocean.
Oh, absolutely.
Looks great.
It's just these politics, man. You gotta figure this shit out. You know?
COVID.
Yay.
COVID's still around, by the way.
Oh, shit, guys. I didn't go anywhere. I've been here the whole time.
Right. India still not doing well.
Just click your heels. Yeah.
Now we've got Oregon.
Yay.
COVID hospitalizations are threatening to overwhelm doctors there. The governor is moving 15 counties into the extreme risk category, which imposes restrictions, including banning indoor restaurant dining. So they might close everything up again in Oregon.
Jesus. Wow.
If we don't act now, doctors, nurses, hospitals, and other healthcare providers in Oregon will be stretched to their limits treating severe cases of COVID-19.
But aren't we all getting vaccinated? Aren't we getting vaccinated?
The move comes ironically as the supply of vaccines is exceeding demand. There are appointments available right now across the state, the governor said.
Then go get your motherfucking shots, you fucks. Go get your vaccines. God damn. We're the dumbest fucking country. Get your fucking shots.
The level of vaccinations in the mostly rural counties is far short of what health experts say is needed.
Get your fucking mother fucking shots.
But my freedom.
Fuck your freedom.
My
That's
freedom,
not freedom.
Libtard. I don't want to have a nano chip put in me by Bill Gates.
I'd rather have somebody shove a ventilator down my throat. You stupid dumb fucks. You vaccine hesitant dumb fucks. God. Whatever. Fine. Don't get your fucking shots. Who gives a fuck? We'll just live in this pandemic until the end times. Whatever. Fuck off.
Dr. Fauci is speaking out against another epidemiologist, Joe Rogan. Oh, wait, excuse me. He's a comedian who's into MMA.
Oh, okay. He might be a guy. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci says popular podcast host Joe Rogan is, quote, incorrect recently saying he would advise healthy young people against getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
You would. Thank you.
On the April 23rd edition of Joe Rogan's podcast, he said, if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I'll go, no.
There's not a lot of advice anybody should take. I don't give a fuck how successful they are, famous and rich. There's not a lot of advice you should take from a comic. They're just not. You're dealing with narcissistic drug addicts.
Fauci said, well, that's incorrect. And the reason why is you're talking about yourself in a vacuum then. You're worried about yourself getting infected and the likelihood that you're not going to get any symptoms. But you can get infected and will get infected if you put yourself at risk. And even if you don't have any symptoms, you're propagating the outbreak because it is likely that you, even if you have no symptoms, that you may inadvertently and innocently then infect someone who might infect someone who really could have a problem with severe outcome.
Yeah. And like,
he believes it's safe to get vaccinated. But if someone is healthy, Rogan said he believes the vaccines are safe. But if someone is a healthy 21-year-old who exercises and eats right, he says it's not necessary to get it. That's just not true.
And also, why would anyone give this shit the time of day? It's lies. He's not a scientist. So what? God, it's tragic that this even finds its way to the headlines. That means he's influential. That's a tragic. That's a deadly tragic thing.
Yeah.
It's also shitty. We have shitty culture in this fucking country. A guy that's into comedy and MMA, so stand-up comedy and then beating people in the fucking face is telling you to not get vaccinated. Okay, fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
God, what do we want to do? What do you do with people like this? I don't give a fuck that Joe Rogan says that. Joe Rogan can say that, but why do we have people that listen to him? Why would you listen to him on that, though?
Right.
Do you want your fans to die, Joe? That's the other thing. Do you want your fans to fucking die of COVID?
Anybody listen to this show, get your fucking vaccine. I don't want you to fucking die, but Joe Rogan wants his listeners to fucking die. That's fucked up.
Meanwhile, they are, there's a study about the long haulers that get COVID who continue experiencing a variety of symptoms months after the virus clears.
Yes.
Everything from skin problems to shortness of breath, losing a loss of sense of taste or smell, fatigue.
Well,
now researchers say they may know why this happens. A new study finds the coronavirus actually causes long-term changes to an infected patient's genes.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Whatever.
So the anti-vaxxers are like, the vaccine changes your genes. It doesn't, but the COVID actually might.
That's funny. Irony, yet more irony in this pandemic.
Wait, bullshit, whatever. Whatever that fucking dumb fucking doctor you just read said. What does Dr. Rogan think about that?
We haven't heard from him yet.
Put on your lab coat, get to the fucking lab. If you think you're a COVID expert, then get in the game and help develop a treatment, Joe.
Oh no.
They get pretty technical here. I'm reading past all that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a rich person like Joe Rogan, I don't know what he does, man. You don't have to go out and about and be out with people ever. So
a study authors now plan to use the approach to examine the complicated thing I just read to see how long these genetic changes last.
Okay. So. But if I'm just trying to understand this science shit, I'm no Joe Rogan, so please have some patience with me. If you get the vaccine, then you're less likely to get corona and have your genetics changed by this fucking virus. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what does Joe Rogan say? Does he agree with you or not?
Well, if you're 21 and, you know, healthy and do MMA and...
Yeah.
Shelby, get David Spade on the phone. Ask him if I should get the vaccine. I'm already vaccinated. I've already fucked up. Is David Spade given the green light on the vaccine? I need to know. Is David Spade given the...
I don't know if David... Why? Is he an anti-vaxxer?
Well, no, I mean, I'm
oh,
just
I think
saying,
David Spade was fighting to get one. Yeah.
Hell yes.
I'm rich. Where the fuck can I get a vaccine?
He seems like a germaphobe, too.
Well,
I don't know.
But, you know, I'm just saying, if you're going to consider Joe Rogan's opinion, then I think you should consider... David Spade's.
Oh,
opinion.
Why not? Sure.
What's the guy with the hammer and the fruit? What's his face? The guy that smashes melons. What does he think about it?
Gallagher?
He's probably anti-vaxxer, right? He's a nutball.
He's a right-wing. Yeah, he's a right-wing nutball now, yeah. Mm. Four Seasons Total Landscaping is trending. People want to know if it got raided also.
You know, the great thing, when I saw that headline pop up on HuffPo, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get some great Rudy pictures. And it's just like, I just got in a fit of laughter just looking at all the pictures of him and the hair dye. But the funniest thing he ever did was that with laying down on the bed and unzipping his pants in front of that girl is just so, the image of that, I used it as a promo, is so incredibly striking and insane.
And striking. Yeah, they also raided Victoria Tenzing's house. One of the other, those other crazy lawyers.
Oh.
Victoria Tenzing and Joe DeGeneva. Remember those two?
Yes.
The feds also went after her house today.
Damn. It's time to pay the piper, motherfucker.
She represents Dmitry Firtash.
Who the fuck is that?
The Ukraine guys that were trying to help get dirt on Biden.
It sounds like Merrick Garland's in charge. It sounds like Merrick Garland's in the house. It sounds like Merrick Garland's fucking pissed that you didn't let him get confirmed as a SCOTUS. And now it's time to pay the piper, bitches.
Oh, this says Bill Barr's son worked for Tenzing, and Barr blocked warrants against her.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but not shit. Now.
Right. Sorry.
And that was the same thing with Rudy. They said that Barr was blocking any warrants getting served on Rudy.
Right. In a world where Merrick Garland is the AG. He's out. He's pissed. And he's coming for you, Republicans.
I mean, I would be... Do you think Merrick Garland
is over not being a SCOTUS. Do you think it ever bothered him that he didn't get a hearing? Did it upset him?
No. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
I can't even begin to fathom the grudge I would hold against those motherfuckers. And I would go to bed. The last thing I would think at night is like, I'm going to make Mitch McConnell fucking
pay. Well, and the worst part was he knew he would get, he was a moderate. He would pass easily in a different world.
It was a fuck you, right?
It was Obama trying to be nice and reach out to put someone on there that he thought that maybe Mitch McConnell would actually approve of.
Right. Now, I'm sorry, Mitch, but now he is reaching out, Mitch. He's reaching out. He's reaching out for your ass. He's coming for you. Merrick Garland is coming for you, Mitch. That's the last thing you should think about before you lay down and go to sleep with Elaine. Merrick Garland is coming for you.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Line up.
Dude,
hopefully coming for a lot.
I can't wrap my mind around Merrick Garland not. I would obsess over getting McConnell if I was him. I'd be like, no, I'm sorry.
Well, they're looking into Elaine Chao.
Hell
yes. Stuff.
Hell fucking yes. Guess what? I'm in charge. Fuck you, man.
Oh my God, who said this? Okay, I'm sorry about your ears, everyone. Jesse Waters.
Oh my God. What a great guy.
On the five.
What is the five?
It's five assholes. Well, four assholes and poor Juan Williams.
No.
God,
Juan Williams back in the day used to be on NPR.
Yeah, I know. He's really, I hope he's making lots of money over at Fox.
Juan took the check.
Well, here you go. Here's an exchange over at Fox. Listen to the Jesse Waters. Is a pundit now?
He's a comedian.
He did racist jokes on Bill O'Reilly's show. Was all he did.
No, he went up to Asian people and made fun of their accents or something like that.
Yeah, on Bill O'Reilly's show. Yeah,
it was really mean too.
And music like na 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 na.
I mean, he was walking up to people in Chinatown in New York and doing a fucking
if they didn't speak English,
Breakfast at Tiffany's thing, right?
What do you think of of President Obama's foreign policy? Oh, no, English. Na, 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 na.
Can you imagine?
Oh, really?
You're an old man. You lived in New York your whole fucking life. You're in your 60s or 70s. And some fuck twit like Jesse Waters comes up to you with his dumb bullshit. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about you, Jesse. You look like an asshole.
Okay, so Dana, you have two of Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman. They have been charged with campaign finance violations. They pled not guilty. They go to trial in October. So this seems separate. This is about not registering as a foreign agent. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, I worked at DOJ for a...
Okay, we don't care what you think. We're waiting to hear what the genius is coming out of.
Yes.
Jesse Waters' mouth. I'm fast forwarding.
Yay.
On the Ukrainian president to get negative information on Biden. And I think we're just running in a circle here. We're back to that incident. What do you make of this?
So, Jesse, when President Trump was impeached the first time.
Yes. Twice, motherfucker.
It was on the basis of putting pressure on the Ukrainian president to get negative information on Biden.
Yes.
I think we're just running in a circle here. Back to that incident. What do you make of this? He says to Jesse. And here,
right,
here's Jesse.
Oh, my God.
I think I speak for everybody on the show when I say this. Rudy Giuliani is a national treasure.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Everybody. On the show, on the show, does Juan let this go?
Look at this national treasure unzipping his pants. He's caught on film unzipping his pants in front of someone he doesn't know. And I don't know what the fuck he's doing. That's a national treasure, though.
He's a national treasure.
Yay!
I think I speak for everybody on the show when I say this. Rudy Giuliani is a national treasure. Up, up, up. Don't disagree. I speak for everyone on the show. when I say this. The guy took on the mob, he took on crime, Al-Qaeda, counselor to the president, and now Democratic prosecutors want to lock up a 76-year-old icon.
Yes, if he committed crimes.
Well, he is an icon. I agree with you. He is an icon of shit.
Right.
Of shitdom, of Trump.
And if he committed crimes, abso-fucking-lutely we want to lock up the 76-year-old.
And his house, his apartment and his business, they weren't raided because of any other reason that they had a warrant.
Oh, no, it's a witch hunt, Ryan. There's nothing.
It's a witch hunt with probable cause.
76-year-old icon for a lobbying technicality, Juan, because he advised the president that he should fire a rotten ambassador. You'd have to register to lobby for that. Hunter Biden advised his dad to fire a prosecutor.
Hunter Jesus Biden, drink.
Christ, man.
Drink. I'm not going to listen to anymore.
That is a horror that's like Rupert Murdoch, Fox Jesse News, Waters. OAN, and Newsmax. It's like all that shit about Hunter Biden is out there so fucking much.
Well, and he's going to lie. He's about to lie, by the way, and say Hunter Biden did something that they have no evidence of. That Hunter Biden got Joe Biden to do something for China. There's zero evidence of that.
Right, right.
These billions that Joe Biden got from China. Joe Biden doesn't have billions.
It sounds like the Swift boat thing, right? Isn't that where this comes from? Maybe, or they Swift boated John
just
fucking
keep lying.
Kerry.
Just keep lying, and the droolers will believe it.
Even in the face of truth,
they don't care. They don't want your truth.
Well, they're not reasonable then.
Putin strongly denied doing anything in our election.
Say that clearly.
Strong denial. It was a very strong denial.
Right. Make sure when you're reading things into this soccer ball, this recording soccer ball Putin gave you, make sure you speak clearly.
So just like Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz strongly, very strongly denies anything bad.
I wonder when the shit hits the fan with Gaetz. Not that it hasn't, but when he gets arrested and shit like that. Is that soon, or that might be now?
That would be really cool,
right?
Yeah, that would be really cool,
right? Well, Florida's too busy trying to fuck up the environment, and they got to figure out where to put pools of shit because I don't know, we got this free roaming fucking pool of shit somewhere in South Florida. We got to put it somewhere. It's radioactive too, by the way, wasn't it? Wasn't it radioactive?
I don't know if it was radioactive. It was toxic. I know. I don't know if it was.
What's the difference? I mean, really? I mean, they both suck, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Undoubtedly.
Right.
Apparently, we have sad news a little bit.
Yes.
Trump has had some difficulty settling into his post White House life, Ryan. Many, more than a dozen Trump aides, confidants, and allies spoke with CNN, saying the former president, who remains bitter about his defeat in the 2020 election.
Jeez, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Has finally come to enjoy his status as a GOP kingmaker.
Ooh.
Relishing his ability to disrupt races or elevate pro-Trump figures against dissenters inside the party.
From COVID Central down in Mar-a-Lago, everybody's fucking at the phone party.
Others of them say that he's yearning to return to the White House and claim that his efforts to build a post-presidential political machine are principally aimed at supporting that goal. It's not about raising money, Ryan. Ooh. He's raising money only to help the country again and become president in 2024.
But wait a second. I gave you money, and then I stopped giving you money, and you sent me to collections. Why did you do that?
Most days of the week, Trump begins with a 9 a.m. tea time.
To have tea?
Golf.
Golf?
T-E-E.
Oh, God. I got to start cheating at 9 a.m.
At his namesake golf course, 15 minutes from his home, he usually plays 18 holes, but sometimes stays for the course's full 27.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a leisurely lunch at the clubhouse with a rotating cast of friends.
Yay! Who are these horrible cretins you hang out with, motherfucker?
It says these days he avoids the buffet.
Oh, does he? Why?
I don't know. He doesn't want to talk to people.
Oh.
He then conducts candidate interviews or meetings with his staff back at the Oceanfront Resort until 7:30 p.m. before joining his wife, Melania, for dinner.
Woo!
7:30, we believe that.
Methinks there's some bullshit afoot.
On the terrace, on the bustling terrace. Oh, so she's got to go.
Yeah.
This is them rubbing elbows. It's right. Not like, hey, let's have a nice, quiet, private dinner.
We're going
on the bustling terrace to rub elbows.
This is a transaction that's costing Trump money. He's got to pay for Melania to go out and bustle.
Right.
You know?
Ooh, in
he
recent.
Do it out of love.
This is very exciting.
Yes.
Recently, the couple has dined with Newt Gingrich and his wife Callista.
Wow, what did you guys talk about? What does Newt Gingrich and Donald Trump talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Raping.
And former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
Woo!
Is still a close friend.
Congratulations, everyone. How is her daughter? What's going on with them?
We haven't heard from her since she was removed from...
I thought she would move to Florida and run for something.
There are those that suggest that American Idol exploited her.
Oh, did they? Wow.
Gosh.
Jeez.
Can you imagine that happening? That she wasn't that great of a singer and they just wanted to get ratings so that they put her through a round or two?
This is a horrible thing to say, but, you know, who shot John Lennon? Who was that?
I'll think of it.
John Lennon. You know, this is somebody probably does this joke, but maybe John Lennon was shot by somebody that came back from the future and saw John Lennon like hosting American Idol, and it was just too horrific. And so
I'm not finishing my Google search. Mark David Chapman.
Okay, and Mark David Chapman comes back from the future
yeah.
to make it so we never have to see John Lennon host American Idol. Is that true?
That's the storyline?
I mean, that's not a bad movie.
Well, why not?
Right? I don't know. That's a good movie.
Are you suggesting John Lennon would have
fuck.
Pulled
I'm
a Steven
John
Tyler
Lennon.
And showed up?
I'm Jimi Hendrix. Welcome to American Idol.
Well, you
all
know,
of them.
You know, he had to, you know,
they would have had to.
Steven Tyler had some issues, allegedly,
with
being
what?
A little flirtatious
oh.
with some of the youngins.
How does he know when he's like, if Steven Tyler has to have nights where he's like, you know what? I just tried to fuck my mic stand. So many scarves and. Looks like a person.
It took Trump several weeks to get settled.
Get settled? He can't walk down a fucking ramp.
Because he had refused to accept his loss to President Joe Biden, few preparations had been made to prime the luxury South Florida resort for his arrival. And didn't we find out that Melania had done some like rehab and he fucking hated it and said, rip it out the first day he was there?
Well, we know one thing they planned for. I bet they stocked that fucker with the Pampers or something for Schittler.
What?
I bet they stock his, you know, his diapers.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, you got to have those.
For the first few weeks on the job, a small team of aides paid for by us.
Yay!
To oversee the transition operated on a villa on resort grounds with no office phones, no computers, no desks. Formally, Trump was allowed to select a modest team whose salaries are customarily paid for by the GSA, the General Services Administration.
Okay.
In accordance with the former President's Act, but almost immediately, an assortment of other advisors were invited by Trump to oversee construction of his new political operation.
Yay! Great.
Among them were Trump campaign lawyer Justin Clark, attorney Alex Cannon, former Trump campaign managers Bill Stepien. Oh, Brad Parscale's back.
Oh, how nice.
And senior advisor Jason Miller. We know how great he is.
Oh, yes. Wait, Jason Miller with the abortive agent slipped into the smoothie.
Dan Scavino.
Scavino.
Dave Bossy and Corey Lewandowski.
Yay!
Let's knock over some journalists.
Is this what group are we? Are we assembling a group of people you'd want to have with you in a bar fight? Or what do these people do? Corey Lewandowski. Let's get him on board because we need to crack some skulls.
While these hangers on from Trump's reelection campaign began to fine tune the post White House apparatus, including Save America PAC, a cash flush leadership PAC created last year that has allowed Trump to back candidates for public office, and a separate super PAC that Lewandowski leads.
So Lewandowski is in charge of a huge pile of fucking money for Trump.
People familiar with the interaction say Trump regularly calls Kellyanne Conway, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Lindsey Graham, and Rand Paul. Rand Paul.
Lindsey, you will hear from others.
And Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He calls them for messaging and political advice or to complain about Biden and the Democrats.
Oh, yes. Jim? Yeah, hey, get Jim on the phone. I'm upset. I want to complain. I want to knock around some ideas about messaging with Jim Baggy. Give me a call, Jim Bag.
It says a person close to Trump fielded multiple disgruntled calls from the former president in his first few weeks out of office. They said it took him several weeks to overcome the isolation he felt after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, and he was thrust into political exile.
Well, that'll happen, buddy. I mean, you know, you incited an act of insurrection. I guess a whole lot of acts of it. You incited people to go fucking tear down. I don't know what you wanted them to do in the Capitol, but they trashed the fucking place. And that was your fault, right?
Yeah.
So people are not going to like that.
After he arrived at Mar-a-Lago following his low-key send-off at Joint Base Andrews, have a good life.
Right.
The morning of the inauguration, this person said Trump would talk about forming a third party, complained that Republicans like House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy couldn't wait to get rid of him, noting that his focus was on the past, not the future, which helped contribute to the early chaos of his post-presidential operation. Oh, really?
Chaos?
Trump's not good at running something?
I'm trying not to empathize too much with Kevin McCarthy, but was Kevin McCarthy not in the Capitol? He was on the phone with the president saying, hey, you got to do something to stop this. And the president said something like, well, I like it. And then an hour later, finally, shitbag went on TV and told these lunatics that he loved them, right?
I love you.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy doesn't like you because of that. And I can't imagine Mike Pence likes you either. I mean, if he does, he's...
Most people would leave the White House relieved to have the weight of the world lifted off their shoulders. But for Trump, it was a reality that took some time to get used to. This person said those first few weeks, it was not an easy transition.
Fuck no, Pat.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Poor Trump. So they're trying to decide what, you know, now then they keep speculating about what's going on.
It's not an easy transition.
Whether
man.
Trump's going to run or whether he's just going to try to raise tons of money.
Right.
And just think he can anoint who's going to run.
I think he's doing this.
I think it's going to be B.
Yeah, isn't he doing the same thing he did before, you know, when he was leasing his name out? It's the same thing. He's selling hope that he'll get elected again.
He may have some indictments coming that he may have to deal with. So.
No. No, it's just Rudy.
I know you've been wondering what's going on.
Yes.
With the rest of the family.
Of Trump's? Ivanker?
Eric? Ivanka and Jared Kushner purchased a $30 million waterfront lot in Miami.
Cool.
they seem to have withdrawn the most. They've cut from public life.
They're having a ball, though. They're hanging out. I want to hang out on the coast of Florida, South Florida. You're hanging out in a villa, a multi-million dollar villa on the water. That's
Ivanka has spent the past 100 days in relative online silence. Kushner has popped in and out of his father-in-law's orbit as he devotes much of his time to writing a book about his tenure inside the West Wing. Oh, Jared's writing a book.
I got to tell you, I'm not. Are you reading that fucking book? by Pretty Jared.
Fuck no.
Go fuck yourself, Jared. Go fuck yourself. You were not. Is Jared an author?
Well, he's not yet.
Oh, he's a regular Charles Dickens. Congratulations, fucknut. You're an author. You're a slumlord. Isn't that
Ivanka
what he
wants
is?
To spend as much time as she can with her family after a few very busy years.
You might want to check in with your family. I mean, they might not like you. They might not like each other, these Trumps, you know?
Trump's wife, former First Lady Melania, whose life out...
Oh, say, give it up for Melania, everybody.
Oh, thank you very much.
What are you wearing? It says something about you don't care about...
I don't
about.
Give a shit about your fucking Christmas.
Thank you.
Melania's life outside the West Wing has changed.
Oh, okay. Well...
Both very much and not at all, it says here. People familiar with her activities say she continues to do what she wants... when she wants, and it's not and is not beholden by to the norms of conventional first lady duties in the same way she conformed to traditions while in office.
Okay, let me translate all that fancy bullshit to she didn't do jack.
I'm not doing shit, yeah.
Fucking shit as first fucking lady. She did nothing but put those scary trees up.
Though she established her own official office with at least three staff.
Oh, yes.
The most that has come out of it appears to be a stylized logo. She has not made any official appearances since leaving Washington, nor has she announced plans for a memoir. A popular post-White House activity for former first ladies.
Is she going to do a comedy tour?
One person close to the couple says she's not a presence at Mar-a-Lago at all.
Oh, I bet.
She's not mingling with people and rarely interacts with her husband's staff.
She hates Trump, and I bet she hates his fucking friends.
TikTok, motherfucker. Yeah. TikTok.
What is it? She moved to Europe or something. I mean, why? Why are you living in Mar-a-Lago?
She's got a prenup.
What?
Far from... the sprawling White House complex, she and Trump share a large suite of rooms at the Mar-a-Lago property, though she maintains her own personal office.
I bet.
She makes frequent trips to the on-site spa.
Right.
One person saying she sometimes goes for treatments twice a day.
Oh, yes. What kind of treatments? I mean, what do you do at the spa?
Spends her afternoons with Barron, who's now 15.
Right.
They say Trump's dinner time appearances, Melania appears happy and relaxed when they've seen her.
Right.
She smiles and waves as other dinner patrons rise from their seats to applaud the arrival of the former first couple.
Maybe somebody's getting the good Xanax.
She likes to have the Dover sole and a Diet Coke with no ice.
Who doesn't, really? A Diet Coke with no ice? What the fuck is wrong with you, though? Don't you want to...
The only... Trump relative whose involvement in politics has seemingly increased is eldest son Don Jr.
Oh, God, what a vomit.
Who recently bought a home in Jupiter, Florida with his girlfriend Kimberly Guilfoyle.
What a horror scene.
He is now a trusted advisor to his father on political strategy.
Jesus. Congratulations, Don. You made it, baby. You've come a long way.
Trump Jr. and Guilfoyle purchased the 11,000 square foot home in the Admiral's Cove development for $9.7 million.
Welcome to the Admiral's Cove. If you are not the color of this
and
swatch,
he's don't forget he's
entire.
Recently divorced.
Is he?
Donald's ex-wife Vanessa,
right,
spends a substantial part of the year with the couple's five children in Jupiter. So
five.
So they're, which also happens to be a 40-minute drive from Mar-a-Lago. It's unclear if Trump Jr., who recently returned from a hunting trip in Alaska,
yes,
will become a regular presence at his father's Bedminster Golf Club.
Hello.
Once the former president relocates for the summer.
Right.
So far, he stayed in touch with his father mostly by phone, they say.
This is like a really trashy Game of Thrones. It's like, and Don Jr. shall rule the castle in Bedminster, while his father shall rule in Mar-a-Lago.
But I thought Trump thinks Don Jr. is really stupid.
Yeah. What? Don Jr. has five fucking kids, though? For real?
Is that what I said? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that...
I know he's got kids. I didn't know he had five.
You just said five, man. That's horrific. I mean, he's a daddy five times. Oof. I'm sorry, planet.
He recently closed in a home. The Trump's ex-wife spends a substantial part of the year with the couple's five children.
Wow. Ugh. God, Don Jr.'s kids, man. I don't know what to do.
Does that gene pool really need to get deeper?
Is there somebody in the Biden administration that can rescue those children? I mean, is Kimberly Guilfoyle their step?
Their step monster. Yeah.
What do you think of my thighs, kids?
I want to go back to mommy's house.
The best is yet to come.
I mean, it's just so gaudy and shitty. They have to have an 11,000 square foot house. They have to have that, do they?
Well, yeah, they're really rich, I guess.
Yeah.
They want all of us to know it.
Welcome to Admiral's Cove. Who else lives there? In Admiral's Cove, I wonder.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders.
There you go.
Leaders and fighters for liberty.
I thought that was the musical one, but.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, there's a Kimberly Guilfoyle, Paula White mashup.
Oh, can we hear that? That sounds awesome.
Oh, I thought it might have changed up a little, but yeah,
it feels
it's
more
awesome.
Like a musical than a mix. It sounds like I'm listening to some, you know, like very
oh, it's the
hip,
montage section,
modern musical
where they put all the all the songs together in one mashup at the end.
This would make a good musical.
Les Clemes,
right? Don Jr. the musical.
The best is yet.
I got cast as the sheep that he shoots in Siberia.
Well, look at the time. Holy fucking shit.
Yay.
Only got a few minutes left here in the old big show.
Yes. The best is yet to come, though, right?
Sure.
Did Kimberly Guilfoyle think by saying that she was, like, being profound? Or it was interesting?
No, I know. Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know.
Right.
I guess she always thinks she's being profound.
Okay.
I have a story here. Don't forget, we do Faithless Friday also.
Yay. Why is the best yet to come? Why can't the best come? Why can't we have the best now? Why has it to be yet? Has it come yet? Why?
Well, apparently it didn't because Trump lost.
I mean, and you know.
So their best didn't come.
It's funny that message would come out of President Trump's campaign in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, that is particularly loony to me. Nice message.
We have the story says Republicans are struggling to find decent lines of attack against Biden because he's
right.
It's just all they do is scream about being woke and cancel culture and stuff like that. And because everything he talks about is popular.
Yes. Well, hey, why don't you take the position that you want to take the money from the children away? Why don't you run on that? I'm going to take Biden gave your kid UBI. I now I'm a Republican. Hi, I'm going to take your UBI away. Have fun, fuckers. I guess we get to see how racist people really are, right? Because if you're wacko enough to vote for a Republican, when you're getting UBI from your kids. For your kids from fucking Democrats, then there's something wrong with you.
This one reporter for Time says many of Rudy Giuliani's associates in Ukraine have been helping investigators ahead of today's raids on his home.
Oh,
one
shit.
Told me he spoke to FBI agents for 10 hours straight in a DC hotel. Another says he volunteered the passwords to his phone and email and then explained every message he got from Rudy.
Oh, my God. That, I mean, wow. I'm not an FBI guy, an agent, but that sounds like it could be damning.
Yeah. It sounds like Rudy may be in some shit.
Rudy, I'd pack a bag full of cash.
But it's a witch hunt.
Head to Russia, motherfucker. They're coming for
you. If you would have just kept your mouth shut.
I mean,
take a couple of board seats somewhere doing fuck all. Go around the country, be America's mayor, you know, with get 9/11 tattooed on your forehead so we never forget. And shut the fuck up. But no. You had to go completely batshit.
This is what happens when somebody like Trump is elected. That these guys, they're just so power hungry. And Rudy, I feel like his eyes got so big and he was so greedy, literally. You know what I mean? Like he was so greedy and hungry for power. He did a bunch of dumb shit.
Yes.
And his eyes nearly popped out of his fucking head. Tragic.
We've got, like I said, a few minutes left.
Yes.
I don't really want to talk about COVID again, but
COVID.
There are some COVID-y stories.
Yay.
Because it's still going on.
Right. We're still in a pandemic.
It says, yeah, India virus surge breaks the health system there.
Where are we going over there? I mean, I guess we're sending vaccine and shit, probably. Man.
Meanwhile, there's also, you know, evildoers out there in the world that are pumping out fake vaccine. And I guess Brazil found a bunch of them.
Oh, God.
And they said that the fake vaccine that they found, it was supposed to be Russia's Sputnik 5 COVID vaccine. That was sent to Brazil actually just carried a live version of the common cold. So you would get a cold and you would think I'm having the reaction to the vaccination.
So, but once you find out they're fake vaccines, doesn't Brazil have to go back through their records and contact people that received the fake vaccine? Yeah, vaccine.
Yes.
Seems like there might be, that might be quite a process.
The ones that are still alive. Yes. The ones that might not have, that might've thought, oh, I'm vaccinated. I can go out and do shit.
Oh, I just, that story is just, boy, just, you wouldn't know. How would I know if I got the fake vaccine?
Right.
I wouldn't know.
Right.
But wait.
Would, you know.
Excuse me. I sound like an anti-vaxxer. You're not, if you go somewhere, you're going to get the vaccine. It would be a rarity to get the fake vaccine that someone slipped you a vaccine Mickey. Lack of a better term, right? I mean, that would not.
There's no reason
to be vaccine hesitant. You gotta be careful how you're talking about this shit. Go get your fucking shot. Oh God, this pandemic fucking sucks. So gross. God.
Speaking of Hitler,
yay!
Allegedly, this is a UK rag. So,
oh, okay.
It's Rupert Murdoch's UK rag.
I can't go 100 words without mentioning Hitler.
Treasure hunters are hoping to dig up 48 crates of Hitler's hidden gold,
ooh,
worth nearly half a billion pounds, at a Polish palace used by his SS henchmen as a brothel.
Wow. Holy shit. In the brothel, there's a fuck ton of gold.
They think. The team will begin the archaeological excavation at the 18th century palace in the village of Minkowski in southern Poland next week, and they hope to unearth 10 tons of gold and other riches.
Okay, Geraldo, I think you can redeem yourself. Go do this shoot. Go see them undo this brothel and find the gold. That will redeem you. What did Geraldo cover? Al Capone's
vault.
And there was nothing in there but a Coke bottle. It was a big bust. Yeah. So maybe try this one.
Have a Coke and smile and shut the fuck up.
That's right, Bill Cosby.
The gold was stolen towards the end of World War II under the instruction of SS boss Heinrich Himmler.
Nein!
To fund the Fourth Reich.
Yay!
It is also thought to be made up of jewelry and possessions treasured by Germany's elite who lived in the area and gave the Nazis their valuables to avoid them being snatched by Russia's advancing Red Army.
Jesus. God, what a horrible time.
The elusive gold of Breslau.
Yes.
Which disappeared from police headquarters in the Polish city of Wrocław. Wrocław, isn't that Warsaw? Polish? Is also believed to be among the hidden loot. Treasure hunters from a nonprofit. Interesting. Oh. Silesian Bridge Foundation determined the location after scouring through secret documents, an SS officer's diary, and a map. It's like a treasure movie.
Jesus, this is Indiana Jones.
That they received from the offspring of officers who frequented a discreet lodge dating back over 1,000 years. It's a thousand-year-old brothel.
Wow. We found the Nazi brothel.
The 10th century Quedlinburg Lodge.
Hello.
Was created during the rule of the first German Henry, King Henry the Fowler.
The Fowler.
F-O-W.
Okay.
So King Henry, I guess, who was into birds.
Right.
Isn't that, I guess. I don't know.
There could be F-O-W.
The lodge was fascinating to Himmler, who believed that he was the king's reincarnation.
Oh, right. That's what he told people. But he just hung out at the brothel all the time because he liked the brothel.
Quedlinburg members were awarded high-ranking positions in many Nazi institutions after the two formed an alliance in the Third Reich.
Yay!
The records were handed over, blah, blah, blah. The uncovered diary believed to have been written by a high-ranking SS officer under the alias Michaelis seems to be the key to the buried booty.
Wow.
Booty. A pencil written entry from March 12, 1945 discusses the stash being at the palace in Minkowski.
Okay.
Says, a trough has been dug in the orangery, which is a safe home for the delivered chest and containers.
Und.
48 chests from the Reichsbank.
Nine!
In good condition were hidden, very well covered with earth and greened with still living plants. Let Providence watch over us.
So they buried this shit and then planted...
Hoping that the Russians who were advancing wouldn't find it.
Right.
Because it was buried in a garden at this, yeah. at this brothel.
Jeez.
Giant brothel mansion.
Interesting.
And they think it's still there to this day.
Wow.
These guys are going to go.
Right.
They want to go dig that shit up.
Do they get it? Who gets it if they dig it up? I mean, do they have to give it back to who it was originally taken from?
Well, you know, there's a question there. I don't know.
I mean, it's a lot of money, right?
I don't know. Well, yeah.
Jeez.
Tons of gold.
Right. And you can't, I mean, like gold, jewelry and stuff, not like golden bars.
Maybe gold bars.
Right. How do you sell a... How would you move that?
Works of art.
Right. But how, if you found like a bunch of golden bars, I mean, where do you take that? You sell your gold for cash somewhere? I mean, mm-hmm. Bar? I don't know.
The palace built by Prussian General Friedrich Wilhelm von Seydlitz.
Nine!
Was later a station for the Red Army and the Polish Army. The historical building was used as a council office, a nursery, and a cinema.
And a
house of ill repute.
Right.
There was all kinds of lost art and stuff.
Yeah.
The fascist regime stole about 600,000 pieces of prized artwork from across Europe.
Right.
Many pieces remain missing, including the infamous priceless collection of amber panels known as the Amber Room.
Oh.
Nicknamed the Eighth Wonder of the World. Well, where the hell's that?
Jesus Christ. I mean, if we know where this is, dig it up, go get this shit, and give it back to whoever the fuck it belongs to.
Estimated to be worth somewhere between 120 to 240 million pounds. Holy shit.
Damn!
In modern-day currency, the Russian artifact was looted by the Nazis and put on display back in Germany before it disappeared near the end of the war.
So wait a second. The Germans were worried the Russians were going to steal their shit, but then the Germans stole the Russian shit,
so that shit still remains undiscovered.
Somebody should find
those amber panels somewhere.
The amber panels. Who gives a fuck about the Holy Grail and bullshit like that?
Well, this stuff actually existed.
Oh, Jesus is cop. You just can't wrap your atheistic little mind around that.
So that the Sun does not talk anymore about who, yeah. Who ends up with it if they find it. But I'm sure the Polish government's going to want some. And, you know, people, if there's artwork, there may be estates that still have claims to it.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Did the end of...
Maybe they'll find those fucking amber panels there.
Oh, yeah. Panels meaning like they're...
Like
dividers?
Big sheets of amber, I guess.
In a room?
That they found.
Gold. Amber is gold?
No, amber is amber.
Okay.
The tree resin stuff.
I have a panel of tree resin. It's very valuable.
Well, probably because of their size. If they're panels, they're fucking big.
God.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always on crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting application. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.